Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-Fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
daphealth.org.
Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show, and welcome to Friday, February 18th. Do you realize February is more than half gone? Oh, my stars. You are listening to me on either curtain number one, the legendary KWXY, which means you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you are, aren't you? 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. And then after I'm through and I close out my shows with singing my own music, then Dan McGrath in the morning takes over and plays music of everybody else singing from 6 to 9. And you guys tell me, Joey Pals, that you're out there dancing around your house. That's the best music. Then when Dan is through at 9, switch over to KKGX Radio, where I started 26 years ago, 9:20 a.m. and 99.1 FM, and hear the Joey English Show again or more, all of the above. I want this to be the best hour of your day.
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, the Old Town Temecula Theater celebrates American Black History Month on Saturday, February 19th, that's tomorrow at 8 p.m., with the Hiplet Ballerinas, 42051 Main Street. Check it all out at temeculatheater.org. The Desert Woman Show, Diana Marlowe's production, presents... Let's see, what are they presenting? It's tomorrow, Saturday 19th, at the Classic Club. Check it all out at desertwomansshow.com because it's also part of the Greater Palm Springs Food and Wine. And the Creative Arts Temple is streaming brief Shabbat services with Rabbi Jerry Cutler. For the date, check it out on their YouTube or Facebook page, creativeartstemple.org. Okay, and we say hello to our first guest. We're going to go traveling in a different routine today. We're going to start out in an RV from Mike Thompson RVs in Cathedral City. And we say hello. I can't say Shay. Hello to Cher. Say hello to Cher Lickman. Hi, sweetheart.
Well, hello there, Joy.
Nice to see you, pretty lady.
And thank you for having me again. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, it's always. I saw your brand new commercial, the Olympic one.
Wasn't it fun? We tried really hard to get like an RV set up so that when I did the swoosh, uh-huh. you know, and the shush at the end, that it would spray the snow up onto the RV. But instead, we ended up spraying it onto the Mike Thompson logo, which was also
That's
good.
Okay.
It was effective. It was effective. It was good.
I'm watching the Olympics. Fun. I like the skating and I love the skiing and the snowboarding's become such a big part of the Olympics.
Huge.
Who knew?
Did you see last night that one? Our American girl won the half pike, right?
Yeah. So. See, you know all these terms.
Oh, yeah.
Half pike. Are you a sportsman in some
way? You know, I am. I swear I've done every sport. They say I'm a, you know, Jill of all trades. Well, that's what I am. Not a Jack, a Jill. I'm a Jill of all trades. And yes, I did. I did everything from tennis to racquetball to skiing to, I mean, name it, you know. I've never snowboarded, although I am snowboarding in my commercial. But I was a pretty avid skier. Yeah,
I was too.
Yeah, one winter I remember... It was the first winter after I'd sold my other business before I started in the RV industry. So you know how long ago that was. Forever. One winter, I think we skied 200 days. It was just amazing.
It
was one of those winters where, you know, Mammoth was open until May or June or, you know, when there was 21 feet of snow or something, if you remember.
You made me think of a fabulous question. Listen to this. Cher, do you think most of the people who buy RVs now fall into any particular category? For instance, are they younger families that want all the places to put all their sports equipment? Or are they older retirees who never want to deal with that junk again?
You know, it's the whole gambit.
It is.
So it's the whole gambit, yeah. We have everything from young up-and-coming families to yuppies to people who are like traveling nurses and doctors that buy them, and then they actually live in them and travel from place to place and work at different hospitals.
Good
There's it's people who are semi-retired that are now acting as consultants. You know, they have all the access to the internet and everything that they need to travel and conduct their business on the road. So yes, it's all of that. And it's just phenomenal. And then there's the yuppies, and then there's the techies, we call them, that want to go off grid. So we have RVs that are specifically for that purpose with lithium batteries and tons of off-roading and off, you know, four-wheel drive and all of what you need to do, all of the things. So there's one for every person. There's actually an RV out there for everyone, you know, and in every price range and everything from, you know, everyone. From $12,000 for a little trailer all the way up to, you know, $700,000 for a bus, as you call them, motor coach.
Motor coaches.
Right.
What do you think you sell the most to? Retired people? I was guessing because of the demographic. What do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. The demographics of the Coachella Valley. But, of course, we have younger populations out east.
Yeah. Well, you know, it used to be, our store used to be much, much more of what we called like a snowbird in the winter.
Oh.
And then locals and little teeny, you know, little teeny coaches and trailers maybe in the summer, middle of summer. But it's really progressed to the point where the locals now, there are so many more people moving into this valley full time that our local population has really become a bigger sector of our business than the snowbirds, and
but
the snowbirds
say that
are
last
huge.
Sentence again, the local sector.
Yes, our local sector. I said our locals have become the biggest sector of our business in the RV business because you've
sure
got
I
people
heard you
that
right.
want to get the heck out of Dodge, you know, coming summer, and they want to go on the road and they want to travel with their family and they want to go back and, you know, get out of this 120 degree weather. So a lot of locals buy. In these next 3 months, we'll be dealing as much with locals as we will with snowbirds because the snowbirds are here and they come to buy their big RV before they go back to, you know, and sometimes store it here, sometimes take it back with them to Washington, Oregon,
Canada.
You know, Wisconsin, Canada. Oh, yeah, we've had a large influx of Canadians this year. I think they've just finally said, look, our dollar isn't getting any better. Let's just take the dive. And so we sold a lot of Canadians. Two big $600,000 buses in the last week.
Good heavens.
In the last week to Canadian folks. So yeah, yeah. And we're thrilled. We love
of
our snowbirds.
Of course you do.
We love
the
our snowbirds.
Full.
And we, yeah, yeah, which I was going to say, it took me a while to get here today.
I knew that.
Traffic was something else today.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, so it's just, it's every imaginable.
As long as I've known you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just kind of cyclical and different things would go on.
Oh, heavens, no. Not anymore. And it used to be, you know, and it used to be. I mean, it used to be that most of the RV dealers in the Coachella Valley would leave in the
yes.
summer. You know, it was a part-time, it was just a winter.
Well, do you remember that? Restaurants closed down and everything.
Absolutely.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Rare. No.
Rare.
No. Now that COVID's over, hopefully leaving us finally.
Every Monday when Desert Oasis Healthcare's on our show, they said this last Monday, which was also Valentine's Day,
right.
He had told us that COVID would be on the way down by then. And that's what everybody's saying all around the world.
Oh, I believe it. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
We're
yes.
tired of it.
There
the
was
end.
A one, you know, we have almost 600 employees at Mike Thompson RV,
uh-huh.
just not at our little postage right. stamp out here, but throughout, you know, we have four locations. And at one point in time, we had 16, 17, up to 25 people out with COVID at all times. And now, I don't think we have anybody out with COVID right
everybody's
now.
So over
everybody's
it.
Everybody's
kind
of
over this.
I think we're kind of through it. I
That's
pray.
It.
Oh,
Me
I pray.
Too.
I pray. But on the other hand, you know, the
if
fact that
concern.
COVID came around has been very, 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 very big in our business because, again, it's the only really, you know, while the COVID's going on, and even now, even still, it's the only safe way to travel, you know.
Gosh.
And so it just really, we had a huge influx.
Unless you travel with Lalo spiritually and on a camel with Steve.
On a camel with Steve, yeah.
That's very safe.
Let me point that out.
Yes.
It's very safe to travel with Lalo and Steve.
Steve.
Otherwise, travel with Sharon and
that's
RV.
It. That's it. Why we have the three of you. When Steve took me to Egypt and we rode Egyptian trains, Egyptian planes, Egyptian camels, Egyptian boats, you name it, we did it. And then Lalo is my magic carpet.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
yeah,
Lalo.
Lalo.
Great, great. Yeah, those are great guys.
Yes.
So, yeah, obviously, there's all different ways to travel. But we hope that you'll do it in an RV from Mike Thompson
sure,
RV.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, it's almost going to be March. Now,
Can you believe it?
I don't know what to say. Mm. Do you want to talk about St. Patrick's Day? Will you do a St. Patrick's Day?
I will do a St. Patrick's Day, but right now let's talk about the present.
Okay.
I have two Valentine commercials running.
Oh, yeah. Along but that was last Monday. But run the whole month.
Yeah, they will. They'll run the whole month.
Go Red for Women is all heart month.
Right. February is the month of love. Mm-hmm. And so we can come over to Mike Thompson RV and let us show you the meaning of customer delight during the month of love. Yeah, so we have two of those running. And then starting on March 1st,
the Airstream?
It's still there.
I love that.
I'm beginning to wonder. I don't know. It's just become a fixture. I just lowered the price to $89.9, and from $99.9, so it's a $10,000 bargain for someone.
Joey Pals.
Yeah, it's waiting for the right owner.
Mike Thompson is first of all.
We're at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Cathedral City.
So as you drive east or west on the south side of the street, you can see the Airstream. It's right there in front.
Right in front. And I'm about to move it because I keep thinking, you know, everybody sees it in the same spot, therefore nobody's buying it. I'm about to move it.
There's something, yeah. I don't know what it is about the Airstream.
Well, it's almost cult-like. You know, it's almost cult-like. Oh, yeah. Once you've owned an Airstream, you'll always own an Airstream. There's you just can't go back because of the quality of the construction. And it's just right for someone. So I know we will
sell them.
Yes. Yes.
The same look with the.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Because in my mind, when I see one, it takes me back to the 50s.
In the 60s. Absolutely. It does. It does everybody, I think. But yeah, no, they all have the, you know, that silver bullet look.
Yes. And be the Lone Ranger.
But I understand that right now, which is another opportunity for all of those of you that are looking for an Airstream to come and buy my pre-owned one.
Yes.
Because right now there's about an 18-month wait to order one because they can't get parts. So, yeah, it's an 18-month wait.
So come buy the one that's already
there. And buy the one that's already there and has
when
been gently pre-owned and pre-loved.
A pre-owned, does it come with how many miles are on it like a car does?
Well,
or how does that
not work? Trailers, because trailers don't have odometers.
Oh, there you go.
But
hello.
There you go. But the others do, you know, all of the motorhomes, yes, they come with the miles that they put on them. Yes.
Do they make an Airstream that you drive inside?
Oh, yes.
They
do? Oh, yes. Yes. Airstream makes a beautiful, beautiful Class B motorhome.
Wow.
And they also make what they call a land yacht, which is
a bigger
Class A vehicle. Yeah. Yeah. They're very, very nice. But, you know, we specialize in Tiffins and Thors and Forest Rivers and Winnebagos.
Yes.
And we have one Airstream on our lot. So, yeah. So the Winnebagos, beautiful. The Class Bs. Right now we're having a huge sale on Class Bs. So if you're looking for a van type, we've really become the van headquarters out here at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. So come by and take a peek. And we have one of every size. Yes, we are at 760-360-3451.
You're going to sign off differently this time. Thanks for coming by, I get to say to you. And then I say, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.